You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Sun is out. Still a little chilly, Zommers, but all in all, not too bad of a spring day. They say maybe 60s by the end of the week or middle.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Glad to be along with you here, back together again after being on the road for a couple of days. They did a little some modifications, but thanks to the engineering folks, we have a table now. So now Todd is sitting at a table instead of standing for 2 hours, and which is great. But that just means I'm going to have to really start working out, or I'm going to inflate like a balloon. So that's what's going on. And a couple of texts wondering, where's Lukester for a Tuesday? Our friend Luke Mathers. Here's the deal. With this text to win contest now, Luke is busy formulating strategies and making sure that the voluminous amounts of texts that come in are personally curated for responses. This is fantastic. He's a busy, busy man. He does it all, you understand. He's helping us produce, he's helping other shows, and now he's helping to run this text to win contest. So he will still stop in occasionally on Tuesdays, but he's tied up right now.
As happens to all of us.
And not in a good way, as they say. All right, 8 minutes past the hour of, yes, 8 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. I want to get to your calls because we were talking about in the last hour, this is really important that it's come out now that Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, was talking about defense strategy, military attacks against the Houthi terrorist group in the Middle East. But he was talking about it in a group text chat on a platform called Signal. And if you're not familiar, Signal is kind of like WhatsApp. It's different than your normal texting in your iPhone or your Android device, just where it says messages. You can text people back and forth. The idea with a platform like Signal is that it's supposed to be better encrypted, which in layman's terms means it's tougher to break into and hack into. But it is not, it's a private platform owned by a private entity. It's not a government platform. And there are questions now, like Donald Trump, who is known to continue to use his personal iPhone and not take a government iPhone. Now there are questions, Hegseth and other people, in very top-level people in the government, including Tulsi Gabbard in this chat, whether or not all these military and defense secrets are being just talked about willy-nilly on non-government issued phones and non-government platforms. You say, well, Todd, what's the big deal? Because our top men and women in national security, CIA, FBI, they formulate devices that are much less susceptible to be hacked by people like Russia and China than the phones that you and I use. And the reason is that obviously our top people in the government are public figures. And Russia and China and others that wish to do us harm know how to hack into these devices. And the idea is to keep this secret to protect this information from getting into enemy hands, which could then lead to the death of our men and women in uniform. And Hegseth included in this group chat a reporter from The Atlantic. And he's like, where did this come from? It has been now confirmed this is real by the Trump administration, and it was a mistake. Boy, that's a hell of a mistake. And now there are questions, what else is going on? Going to discuss that. So just hang on for one second. I got Len, I got Bill, I got Bruce, I got Cornell. We're going to get to all of you on this. But I got to do a little business. First of all, we got to open up and give you the secret word for this hour so people can start texting in. Let's go. Here it is. Time once again for our Break Into Spring Text to Win contest. Here we go. In sight. Here we go. Time once again for our break into spring. That's L.E.O., right?
E.L.O., E-L-O, yes. Yeah. Light Orchestra.
Not sure I'm sold on it. Not
all right,
sure.
We can do something else.
Anyway, but it's time to do the word of the day. So here's the deal. Tune in every time for the next 2 weeks during this time slot. I'm going to give you a word, a secret word to text in. You must do it via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it right now for free. Won't cost you a dime. Takes less than a minute. Go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Click on that. Download it. Open it up. The first 11 stations, News Talk Sports, are where we appear. Click on any of them, preferably the one closer to you. Then to the lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. I'm going to give you the word. This hour, you're not competing with anybody else the rest of the day, you understand? Just the people from this hour that text in, from that pool, the computer will randomly select one of you, and somebody at the end of this hour is going to be $100 richer. That's right, $100 given away this hour, no catch. And then everybody gets entered in for our grand prize of a Verlo mattress set. Now, other days, you might give away a vacation package to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, or Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, but today's hourly prize on our show is $100. Here we go. The word of the hour is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm. With the sun coming out, it's bound to get warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary. And make sure that you text carefully because the computer will not recognize misspelled words. Warm. W-A-R-M is a Mary. Warm is the secret word. Somebody's going to go home $100 richer. All right, let's go back to the phone lines on this question of Hank Seth and this text that was sent out, including a journalist at The Atlantic on military actions for the military, for our men and women in uniform. 855-752-4842. Bill, listening in Milwaukee at WAUK. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm sure glad that we've got Pete White Makes Right Hegseth in there in the Pentagon and not some inexperienced DEI hire, taking it up.
I hear the sarcasm, right? And you're right.
God. If I can mention one other bit of sarcasm.
Please.
When Hegseth was nominated, there's a woman who writes for the ultra-pro-Trump New York Post defending his. He said that anyone against him was an elitist. He said Hegseth was qualified because he had served in the military and because he had gone to Princeton and Harvard. And I thought to myself, Miranda, referring to the columnist, Miranda, you are qualified to be publisher of the New York Post. After all, you work for the New York Post, and you went to a respected school, in her case, Northwestern.
Right. That's a great point. Great point. No, Bill, I appreciate the call. And it's absolutely ridiculous to think that this guy, Pete Hegseth, who was not high up in the military, although he did serve, was a host on Fox television. If you look at the things he said, extremist, misogynistic.
Christian nationalist tattoos.
Yes, Christian nationalist tattoos, amongst others. And he's making the decision to fire along with Trump, the joint chairman of the chief of staff, which was a 4-star general, a lot more of experience than Hegseth ever had, but to the point of the caller, happened to be black. It's sick. 855-752-4842. Cornell, Pardon me, Cornell, listening in the beautiful town of Merrill. Cornell, thanks for holding and tuning in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Yeah. Well, the question is, there was a military guy, I can't remember the story, that he was putting out classified information on his personal computer for a long time. So I think they put him in prison, or I don't know if the case went through. So, I mean, the guy I think is in prison, or I don't know if the case went up. So what's the difference that these top guys release this classified information? And somebody should be fired because they're putting military in harm's way. I mean, I hope they're not chatting about the nuclear codes because we're all going to be up the creek. So I'll get your comment on that. I don't know about that guy. I think he's still in prison.
Yeah, well, help me out. And it slipped my mind right now. It's he's in exile right now outside the country. They're trying to extradite him back to the U.S. Judas Priest, Todd. It's hard.
I thought there was another guy that he was a young guy. He was like 21, 22, and he just started, and he was putting out classified information, but maybe he is on the outside and got out of the country.
Right.
So, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you know, some of these guys should really be fired. You know, you're putting the military in harm's way, and that's not right.
No, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Cornell. It doesn't, and this is why, and I'm glad that Tom from LA earlier kind of clarified it. I'm not saying that I'm not holding Republicans or the Trump administration accountable on this. I certainly am. My point in saying that I'm trying to look at it in a nonpartisan standpoint is I'm not just saying this because it's in a Republican or MAGA or Trump administration. If this kind of behavior happened, regardless of the party in control, I would be outraged. That's what I'm saying. And to the caller's point, we've seen this before where people have broken the national security codes or broken the code of honor, have given out secrets, and there's severe penalties, as there should be. And now we have the sitting Secretary of Defense with a security breach. This is a cardinal sin because it puts the men and women who wear the uniform in danger. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bruce here in Stoughton in Dane County, listening on WMDX. Bruce, thanks for holding. What's up?
Sure thing. Hey, Todd. So with respect, I believe you're mischaracterizing this slightly.
How so?
As important as all this is. Okay, well, you know, you're framing it as incompetence by giving it to the
Bruce, you know what?
Reporter, which is true.
Bruce, hang on. I don't want to cut you off. So hang through the break. I'm up against the clock. The computer doesn't let me stretch it. So hang through the break. We'll come back and take Bruce's call after this. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Don't forget, we're right in the middle of today's secret word. Somebody this hour is going to be $100 richer when the clock strikes 2 o'clock. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Go to one of our great stations, the first 11 that we are on, the one closest to you, or select one. Then in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that and text the following word right now. Warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary. Warm. As in, with the sun coming out, it will get warm.
Or if you win our grand prize of the Verlo mattress set, you'll keep nice and toasty, nice and warm.
Nice and warm. W-A-R-M, warm. Text it right now. Somebody's going to win $100 and everybody gets into the pool to win the grand prize of a Verlo mattress set. Also talking about what's happening in D.C. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth sent out a group chat on the chat platform called Signal. Private company runs it, not a part of the U.S. government secure information network. And talked about this military attack on the Houthis, a terrorist organization in the Middle East. He claims inadvertently he included a reporter from The Atlantic on this. And now the Trump administration has confirmed that the texts are indeed real. I believe, like other military leaders, former military leaders, this is a major, major screw-up. Because you're talking about military action on a non-government entity platform, putting our men and women at risk. Bruce in Stoughton, listening on WMDX, disagrees. Bruce, I appreciate your viewpoint. I appreciate you holding. I didn't want to cut you off. The computer, when it gets up, I have no control over the commercials. I didn't want you to think I was cutting you off because I disagree with you, but I want to give you time. Go ahead.
No problem. Okay. So I was saying, I believe, as important as this is, that you're mischaracterizing it slightly, or I don't know, greatly maybe.
How so?
So you're saying it's incompetent and it's a security risk. And I totally agree with both of those things. But it's a security risk. Why? Because our enemies might get the information, right? Well, now it's being reported. Adam Kinzinger first came out with this, and I think CBS News has kicked it up in a sporadic outlet, that Steve Witkoff, Trump's Mideast negotiator, arrived the day before this chat in Moscow and left a few hours after. He was in Moscow and in on this chat. There is also tentative reporting, and don't hold me to this part, this is not confirmed, it may not be true, but that he had a meeting with Putin early in the morning, would have been 1 a.m. at the time that this thing was wrapping up. Now, this is what always happens with the media and Democrats is we pull our punches. This, you know, it's not about is a security risk. This is like when Trump took the boxes of classified information and we all said, oh, this is a risk. Well, he moved them around and tried to hide them. It wasn't that it was a risk. It was clear to anybody who was watching that he was going to try to monetize that information. But nobody dares say that, you know, and I just think we have to keep our eye on the prize here. It's not a risk. It was a betrayal. He had a man in Moscow. So it's the likelihood is that Moscow was cut in on this if they didn't order it.
I appreciate the perspective. I don't think we're that far off. I think I pretty much agree with you. You just took it a step further. And I appreciate you qualifying the way that you did, saying that, you know, it's not 100% confirmed, but it is being reported. And that's why, you know, if I haven't seen what I consider qualified proof, then I want to make sure people know that. I don't disagree with you, Bruce. I think it's very likely that that happened. Zomers?
Yeah, the other thing that's troubling to me is that the settings on Signal, according to the journalist who was in the chat, was set to disappear after a certain amount of time. And so not only is it very likely a betrayal of the U.S. to Russia, it's a betrayal against the citizens because now those chats are gone. You can't request anything with the Freedom of Information Act.
Right. No, a great call, Bruce. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. You know, I go back to Don Rumsfeld, defense secretary under George W. Bush. I didn't always agree with him, but one of his great quotes is, there are things that we know, there are things we don't know, and there are things that we don't know, unquote. And that's the scariest part, right, about this. There are things that we know we don't know. And that could be the worst of all. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Wisco. Paul, Wisco, if you can make it quick, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can make it quick because I don't know a lot about the whole thing other than when I was in the Army, I was in communication. And the number one thing is he did not send out anything sensitive without it being encrypted. He just couldn't do it. And that's the first rule with any communications. I did not agree with Hillary with her unsecured phone, but this is very, very serious. And anybody with any kind of military background knows this is a very serious offense. So that's all I want to say. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too, Wisco. Great perspective being a communication person in the military. 855-752-4842. WMDX listener in Madison, Joe. Joe, you got about a minute and a half. If you can get it in there, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll be quick. I want to expand on what the previous caller, Bruce, said in reference to this meeting in Moscow. There is an article that you can find on a site called On Democracy. You can find it at fpwellman.substack.com. The title is, It's a Thousand Times Worse Than You Think. He goes through this and he talks about this meeting in Moscow. It is important to understand that the guy that is sent there is a guy named Steve Witkoff. He was actually in Moscow when this call was happening. He's Trump's special envoy to Russia, a property developer, because so that works well. And he did the reporter did the timeline, Todd, which is really important because this guy arrived in Moscow. This was the guy that was kept waiting for 8 hours by Putin till Putin sat down to meet with him. And then the meeting did not wind up until 1 a.m. And the question that this reporter asked, which I think is really interesting, because this we understand that Steve Witkoff was in Moscow in the Kremlin. The question to ask is, you know, what was he using? Did he use his own phone? Did he have malware on it? Did he use Wi-Fi that was, you know, in Moscow? He got in this chat. Did he use Moscow cell service or the Kremlin Wi-Fi? Holy cow. We just started.
Great call, Joe, as always, and a great follow-up to Bruce. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Also, text the word WARM, W-A-R-M, right now to win $100 on the Civic Media app. Got to do it on the app. The word is WARM, W-A-R-M. Text it now. We'll come back. What's worse? And more discussion on this topic. Your calls. It's the Todd Allbolt Show on Civic Media. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbolt Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to go back to the phone lines in just a moment. A quick reminder, it is time to break into spring. It feels springy out there. The sun is out. Temperature is warming up. And here's the thing. As we get into spring, there are more activities to do. We're not confined, you understand? We're not in our burrows. Like the groundhogs, we're emerging from our burrows, hungry and looking for things to do. And what's better for you to do something, to have the means to treat yourself than $100, right? You know, like, nobody's going to turn down $100. Guess what? We got you covered. Here is your somebody in the next 25 minutes. Because some contests, well, my odds aren't very good. I'm up against a lot of people. No. In our break into spring text to win contest, you're only competing against the people this hour. And let me tell you, there's not too many of them.
Compared to 2 whole weeks.
Right. Here's the deal. This hour, somebody's going to win $100. So why not you? All you got to do is download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Go to one of the first 11 stations on the app. Click it. You'll see a little icon that says text. And then text the following word to be eligible to win $100. WARM. The word is WARM. W-A-R-M. M as in Mary. It's starting to warm up. The word is warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary. Text carefully on the Civic Media app. The computer will randomly select at 2 o'clock one person from this hour to win $100. Everybody is eligible then for our grand prize of the Verlo mattress set. Who couldn't use a new mattress set? We're not just talking about one of these El Cheapos. We're talking about a whole mattress set and everything that goes with it. It's going to be fantastic. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Finish this up here. Talking about this text that went out over the app called Signal. A group text of high-level government officials in the Trump administration. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent it out, included, he claims by accident, a journalist at The Atlantic. It's been exposed. The Trump administration has confirmed it is authentic and true. And to earlier callers, Bruce and Joe pointed out, this potentially goes much deeper. to actually disseminating U.S. military information to the Kremlin and Putin. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for being patient. What say you?
Well, Todd, here's the thing I have with it. Forgive me if I'm coming to this late. If somebody's already asked this.
Yeah.
Where in the hell is Trump in all this? Can you imagine what they'd be saying if this was still Joe Biden?
Oh, right.
And then you've got Vance saying this, that, and the other thing. And then we wind up the meeting with, President Stephen Miller saying this is what we're going with?
Right. No, and
outrageous.
You're absolutely right, Dick. And I brought this up earlier, and L.A. Tom helped me remember a couple of the names here. Remember, we got Edward Snowden still, who's in prison, who's out there as a traitor to the country. Chelsea Manning, who got in a lot of trouble for just trying to do her job, and she's labeled a traitor and in jail. And here you have this sitting Secretary of Defense disclosing at the best inadvertently to a reporter and at the worst potentially to Vladimir Putin himself, endangering the men and women of the military.
Well, I guess Trump must have been too busy ordering from McDonald's or something.
Right.
But this is just outrageous that he's not even privy to it. And then he said yesterday, I don't know anything about it.
Right. Well, of course not. It didn't involve the ninth hole of the green.
Well, I'm sorry, but it likens back to what I said at the beginning. I'd like to know who the heck is in charge.
All right. Me, you and me both. Thanks, Dick. I appreciate the call as always. 855-752-4842, Zomers.
Speaking of who's in charge, you know who we're not talking about because this is happening? Elon Musk.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
Right. Good point. Go back to the Driftless area, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Bev, thanks for your listenership. What have you got?
I stay on a MAGA site, Todd, so I can hear what's going on. And I posted yesterday that I was hearing about this signal chat, and I asked them what they were hearing. The response I got back from these folks is, I know that didn't happen. It's common sense that they wouldn't do that. Therefore, there's nothing to investigate. That's what we're dealing with.
I think that's a great point, Bev, and you know better than anybody about the media culture out there. From what I'm seeing, the folks on Fox News are just playing this off as, well, this is actually a good thing. And no actual secrets got out there. It's just, I struggle to find a different word other than brainwashing.
And mind-boggling.
Yeah, and mind-boggling. No, you're absolutely right. Appreciate it, Bev. Thanks for your listenership and insight, as always. And Bev brings up a great point, and I don't want to go too far down this road, but I'll just say this again. Recent stories, I'm talking about last weekend, there are systems that track media, right? You've heard of the Nielsen ratings out there? According to the Nielsen ratings, Fox News is now not just winning and larger viewership than everything else on cable, meaning CNN, MSNBC, go right down the list. Fox News, night to night, has more viewers than even broadcast television. CBS, NBC, ABC. When you have that sort of dominance in the media market, to Bev's point, and untruths at best, straight out lies at worst, are being put out there, and people who only watch or listen to that are like, well, there, see, it's not really true. It just makes sense this wouldn't happen. That's just, insert whatever derogatory word you want for people who disagree with them. But it's interesting because the Trump administration themselves have now said this is right, or this is true, that it happened.
But also not.
Confirm,
like,
right.
When they're on Fox, right. They say no. Elsewhere, they say it did.
Well, we'll continue to track it, continue to talk about it. Remember, if you want, people say, what can I do, Todd? I feel helpless. I feel down. What can I do? Okay, maybe not about this exact topic, but here's something we can all do. We can engage. And by that, I mean there is a very important election coming up in less than a week now on Tuesday, April 1st. Yes, there is an election. Wisconsinites will elect a new Supreme Court justice We'll also elect a new Department of Public Instruction superintendent. There is a referendum on the ballot, and there are local races. Men and women have died to give each of us as Americans the opportunity and the right to have our vote count. If you don't care enough about yourself, at least honor those who gave their lives so we have this right and opportunity. Go vote, be a voter, go to myvote.wi.gov if you need to check where your polling place is to register. Myvote.wi.gov. Know where your polling place is. Have a plan to be a voter. You can early vote right now. And then election day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., you'll feel better if you go vote. Trust me. You'll feel better. Be a voter. 855-752-4842 if you want to give us a call. It's 30, make it 43 minutes past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go, Zomer. Yes. Time now to play What's Worse. You can win $100 this hour if you text us right now in our Break into Spring contest. Text the word WARM, W-A-R-M.
Which, by the way, is statewide.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. The lawyers on the top floor get very nervous if we don't mention that. It is a statewide contest. So you can win something in that. Right now, text the word WARM. You have until the top of the hour. Somebody's going to win $100, W-A-R-M. Text it right now on the Civic Media app. But here now is just your chance to have your voice heard, which, not $100, but a lot of fun. Timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, because as we get out and about, as the weather gets nicer, you're going to more places, maybe to eat out, maybe to have services, and inevitably there is a tip jar now on the counter for everything. Also, and here's the problem. Some of these things are real. Some of them are fake. GoFundMe. People down on their luck. Let's say a family has a fire that destroys their home. Lots of legitimate reasons. And they set up a GoFundMe page that people could go and give a donation to. And that's great. But now it seems that, like everything else is good, people are taking advantage of it and making bogus GoFundMe pages. So the question now today for you, our listening and viewing audience, what's worse, tip jars or GoFundMe? Tip jars or GoFundMe? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'm laughing because I really enjoy the graphic that CP has up today. The graphic is of a jar with money, dollar bills on it, with a sign that says, "We've got cats to feed and lots of student debt."
And the GoFundMe has a campaign that was asking for $5,000 and has earned over $98,000 so far and is still going. Was still going at the time.
I want to know what that GoFundMe is.
Like, I have to look into that.
What were they trying? I mean, it was a good job by it, obviously. What's worse, tip jars or GoFundMe? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, tip jars or GoFundMe? And look, as somebody who worked in the service industry a long time at different jobs, I'm all for giving people a tip if they're actually doing something. But like, I've gone to certain things that basically is automated and
they still have the option.
Right. It's like, wait a minute, you didn't really do anything.
Or there's this one coffee shop and ice cream place in Manitowoc that notoriously has multiple cameras facing the tip jar because the tip jar only goes to the people who own the place.
No.
And if employees get caught or if a customer hands something directly to an employee, they will be immediately fired.
Get out.
It's notorious.
That should be illegal.
All name and shame. PK Beans and Cream in Manitowoc.
Well, wow. Zomer's naming names on the
allegedly
show. 855-752-4842. Bob, listening in Waukesha, WAUK, tip jars or GoFundMe? What's worse? Bob, are you there?
Yeah.
What's worse, Bob? Tip jars or GoFundMe?
I think GoFundMe.
Any particular reason you say that?
Well, you put a tip jar if you've been served, you know, if you've been served and the service was good, you leave a tip. Mm-hmm. And you can put it in a tip jar. Can I speak about this thing with Hegseth?
Sure, go ahead quick.
You know, has any Republican come out and said that this is terrible, this is wrong, they need to be fired?
I haven't seen a major one yet. No.
If a Democrat, if the Biden administration would have done right. this, the Republicans' hair would have been on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I
appreciate it. You got company. I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate it. That was great. What's worse, tip jars or GoFundMe? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We go to Len in Madison, listening on WMDX. Len, tip jars or GoFundMe? What's worse? Len? Len is there? Len, are you there? Len is giving to a GoFundMe page right now. We'll check back in with him in a minute. Stick around and text WARM, the word WARM, W-A-R-M, right now to win $100 on the Civic Media app. Come on back. We'll wrap it up right here on the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Pardon me. Little ABC and CBS news for you, depending upon which of the great civic media stations you listen to across Wisconsin. And then a sports update with our friend Mike Clemens. The draft moving closer and closer to being in Green Bay. Bucks in action as well. Weather update for you from our great meteorology team. And then hang on to your hats and hallelujahs. John and Gordy are going to do it to you. It is John and Gordy after dark.
Ooh.
Well, at least John and Gordy afternoon.
Which is a lot darker than normal.
And for them, that is dark because here's the deal. John and Gordy, they're the great morning team here at WMDX in Madison. And Maggie Dawn is on vacation this week. And so these guys, like, you know, they didn't need this. They're usually in the afternoon. They're getting massages and being fed grapes. That's their afternoon. But no, they just like, you know what they're like? It's like in the women's ice hockey championship on Sunday when Mark Johnson said, who wants it? Who wants it?
And Kirsten Sims jumped up.
And Kirsten Sims jumped up. It's just like that. And John and Gordy's, we want it.
They were chomping at the bit.
We want it. We're ready to go. What a duo. And so now we, the listening audience, have the absolute pleasure of hearing 2 hours extra of the John and Gordy Show for the rest of this week, every afternoon from 2 until 4. So stick around. That's why I'm quickly, Gordy's looking in here going, you know, tapping his watch, saying, come on, Toddy, get your stuff together. Because we got to get out of here like that because John and Gordy got to slip in to this beautiful table now. So stick around, John and Gordy, all afternoon from 2 until 4. Then Dom Selvia from 4 until 6. Our friend Pete Schwabba with Nightlight at 6 o'clock. Another great lineup. We should finish this up, Zombers. What's worse today, tip jars or GoFundMe? What, if you want to call in, still a couple minutes left, 855-752-4842. Zombers, tip jars, GoFundMe, what's worse?
For me, tip jars are definitely worse. Mm-hmm. So my reasoning for that, both can be used for good and used for evil. I think GoFundMe has a higher ceiling. It, you know, it offers chances for people to come together and support the community or keep businesses they like afloat. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of good can be done with it. Tip jars, America needs to stop tipping. We need to get with the rest of the world and, you know, just pay people what right. they should be paid for their right. job. And no, so I think tip jars are worse.
Yeah, I think it, because it's more... It's more awkward, I think, with the tip jar. GoFundMe, yeah. And you could just, you're in the privacy of your home. Nobody's looking at you. Where a tip jar, for me, as someone who worked in the service industry, I understand that a lot of people don't realize this. The minimum wage for a server in Wisconsin, if there's a sit-down restaurant, is $2.75.
Yeah, it's a sub-minimum wage.
Right. And so nobody can live on that. So a server, they earn their living on tips. And that's critically important. Then there are other jobs where people are making, whatever, $15, $16, $17 an hour. Maybe not $17, but depends. And there's a tip jar. And again, I will tip for good service. I am not afraid to really tip well.
Me either.
But I think there's the expectation that you just automatically should tip because the tip jar is there. And some people just don't give. I was at a restaurant last week. I don't go out a whole lot anymore. But there's a restaurant on the square in Madison. And I went in there. It was not that busy. It was late afternoon. Sit down. They put me at the bar. And the guy was just kind of nonchalant about it. And then at the end of the meal, he said, so we think of dessert? And I'm like, no. I mean, instead of saying, so I hope you saved room. We have a really great tiramisu. It's made in-house and includes, instead of selling it to me or enticing me, you're like, yeah, you want, you think of dessert?
Might not have had a good day or who knows.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but
still.
I think that tipping should be a reflection of the service you got. And as someone who was a server, who has been a bartender, who has been a barista, I feel it's on me to earn that tip and to give really great customer service. So I would say tip jars are worse for that reason. So there you go.
I think we have a consensus.
A little consensus. Don't forget, you have three more minutes to text the word WARM, W-A-R-M. Do it right now on the Civic Media app. Go to the Civic Media app. Choose one of the first 11 stations where it says text. Click that and text the word WARM, W-A-R-M, right now, because somebody at 2 o'clock is going to win $100 from those entries, and everybody gets entered in for the grand prize of a Verlo mattress. WARM, W-A-R-M, text it right now. Breaking news at this hour before we leave you, courtesy of Channel 3000 here in Madison, the CBS affiliate, WISC, Wisconsin women's basketball hires Robin Pigaton, P-I-N-G-E-T-O-N, Pigaton, as their new coach. Wisconsin women's basketball has selected a new coach to lead the basketball program, the women's side. Robin Pigaton previously served as head coach at Missouri for 15 seasons. She left Missouri with a 250 and 218 overall record. Now, that doesn't seem too hot to me. Barely over 50, a 50-50 win record. The Tigers appeared in multiple NCAA tournaments with Cunningham, but haven't qualified for the, I don't know why it says Cunningham, maybe that's her married name, but have not qualified for the tournament since she left the school after the 2018-19 season. Says she's hoping to turn around the down and out Wisconsin women's program who haven't made the tournament since 2010. She says, quote, I'm excited to get to Madison to get to work, unquote. I hope it works out. But if the Badgers don't want to really commit to women's basketball, then get rid of it. Don't be mediocre about it. Anyway, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drums. Stay tuned. John and Gordy are in for Maggie next. Stay right here. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging on your drums.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.